water than in all the museums in the world combined. However, he has rejected the pleas of those who would like him to remove artifacts from shipwrecks so others can study them. His respect for the people who perished has caused Ballard to take a stand against disturbing the wrecks, which he has come to see as monuments to the dead. So that we may observe these monuments, Ballard has designed a high-tech robot equipped with cameras to photograph their interiors. The 1985 discovery of the Titanic made Ballard an instant celebrity and has generated thousands of letters from students of all ages. Ballard has been involved in educational projects since then and has been giving speeches, writing books, and working on educational TV programs shown widely across the world.
Page 6. Exercise A. Grammar snapshot. Read and listen to the article. Notice the use of the present perfect continuous.
Dr. Robert Ballard, discoverer of the Titanic. Scientist, historian, and adventurer Dr. Robert Ballard has in his professional life participated in over 100 deep sea missions and spent innumerable hours exploring deep ocean waters. His expeditions have led to the discovery of a wide variety of shipwrecks, ranging from ancient Roman ships to the Titanic. The latter has rested at a depth of 4,000 meters in the icy North Atlantic since hitting an iceberg and sinking in 1912. Dr. Ballard, who has been searching for shipwrecks for over 30 years, has said that there's probably more history preserved underwater.